Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q3 2018 investor call. I'll turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to the third quarter 2018 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources. I am Aurora Davidson, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Forward-looking information will include, among other things, forecasts and projections about our copper production for the year, which involves known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause actual results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from such forecasts and projections. Therefore, although we believe that anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information. We direct you to our press release issued on November the 5th, on our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking information and the material factors that could cause actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information made in this presentation. Rob Henderson, the company's president and CEO, will now provide an operational and a corporate update.
Thank you, Aurora, and thank you, everyone, for joining the call. We had a great third quarter this year, and MVC's steady ramp-up in production is what we expected from the Phase 2 expansion project. MVC achieved record copper production of 17.6 million pounds of copper in the quarter, and perhaps more importantly, our cash costs dropped to $1.38 per pound, the lowest it's been in a decade. The company continues to expect 2018 production of 65 to 17 million pounds of copper at a cash cost of $1.45 to $1.60. But our molybdenum guidance has been increased to 1.8 million pounds this year. And the only thing not performing well so far is the copper price. After waking up last year, the mining industry appears to have hit the snooze button again. In 2017, the copper price broke the seven-year downward trend and rose to $3.20 a pound in the first half of this year. But since then, the copper price has dropped back down and appears to have plateaued at about $2.80 per pound. Worldwide demand for copper continues to grow, and very little new supply is appearing, so the fundamentals supporting a higher copper price still remain very positive. We remain unhedged to the copper price, and have kept our heads down and focused on increasing production and decreasing costs in MVC. The copper price for the quarter was $2.74 a pound, which is a significant drop from the Q2 price of $3.16 a pound. However, despite these lower prices, we still reported net income of $1.4 million. Molybdenum production in the quarter was strong at 0.6 million pounds, and the byproduct credits from moly helped keep our cash costs lower than planned, and these results allowed us to generate $6.2 million in operating cash flow, improve the cash balance to $23 million, and allowed us to fully repay the $17 million loan from El Teniente. The Q3 production of 17.6 million pounds of copper included the strong production from Calquenas and about 5.7 million pounds of copper from fresh tailings. The construction efforts, MVC's construction efforts on the Calquenas Phase 2 expansion project are now essentially complete, and most of the contractors have demobilized from site. Recovery of copper from Calquenas is ramping up nicely, and we continue to expect that the project will achieve commercial production this quarter. Although the work was completed within schedule, the CapEx estimate has increased to $39.9 million. This is about 13% of a budget, primarily due to the 9% appreciation of the Chilean peso during the construction period in the first half of the year. But a second factor in Q3 was the complexity of commissioning the new plant adjacent to the existing plant. We had to incur extra costs for temporary equipment, and additional contractor man hours were required to ensure that no conflicts occurred with the operations. A third factor is the delay in the regrind ball mill from China. So NVC are currently operating satisfactorily without the mill, but it will be required next year, and the plan is to have this mill in operation in April 2019. So in summary, we've had an excellent third quarter, headlined by our record production of copper and molybdenum, plus a very low cash costs. We are continuing to deliver on our promises, and the company is very well positioned to benefit from future increases in copper price. I will now hand over to Aurora to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rob. Well, Rob has provided a very good summary of the operational and financial performance for the third quarter of the year. The two main themes for the quarter were Amerigo achieving record production as the phase two expansion equipment started to come online and posting a low cash cost of $1.38 per pound, which is a fundamental driver to a stronger corporate risk profile. A third theme to mention is that results continue to be aligned with guidance and with the company's annual objectives. Rob has mentioned the lower copper price in Q3, which moved from an average of $3.16 per pound to an average of $2.74 per pound, affecting Q3 sales and also resulting in material settlement adjustments of $5.3 million to Q2 production. Given that NVC currently has an M plus 3 pricing for its copper production, we remain exposed to changes in copper prices in the following quarter. A good rule of thumb as to what may occur in Q3 is that a 10% increase or decrease from the $2.74 per pound price would result in approximately $4.8 million in revenue adjustments in Q4. In October, the average price was $2.82, and it has remained at that level. Should that price remain in place through this quarter, there would be approximately $1.5 million in positive revenue adjustments in Q4. Despite this important adjustment to revenue, Amarillo continued to operate in the black with net income of $1.4 million or 1 cent per share, and generated operating cash flow of $6.2 million before changes in working capital. On a year-to-date basis, Amarillo has posted net income of $5.4 million, or 3 cents per share, and operating cash flow before changes in working capital of $18.6 million. A major driver in remaining profitable in Q3, despite the double effect of the dropping copper prices, was a lower cash cost of $1.38 per pound. While cash cost is positively affected by higher production, in Q3 we also saw total cost reductions of various important items, such as power and lime. Another important item in the cash cost computation are moly byproducts credits, which were 30 cents per pound. NVC is benefiting from higher moly production and strong moly prices. In Q3, NVC's moly price was $1.77 per pound. During the quarter that ended, NVC repaid in full the $17 million loan provided by El Teniente. The company's bank debt, currently $73 million, which finances the company's expansion without dilution to shareholders, has a term to 2021 and the potential of earlier repayments through cash sweeps that should start in 2019 if copper price cooperates. Debt at year-end will be $67.5 million. 2018 has been an intensive capital expenditure or CAPEX year. The Phase 2 expansion project had a budget of $35.3 million, and actual CAPEX is estimated to reach $39.9 million, driven by a more expensive peso, additional equipment, and a complex commissioning of equipment to ensure continuity of operations. Of the $39.9 million, of the project, 11.4 were incurred in 2017. The vast majority of the remaining $28.5 million have been incurred or are expected to be incurred fully in this year, although a final installation cost of the regrind mill will be incurred in 2019. The company's ending cash position was $23.3 million. Our cash flow projections for the rest of the year under present copper prices are strong and show our ability to meet scheduled repayments, reserve funding, and financial covenants at year-end. Rob and I will now take questions from call participants.
Thank you. If you have a question, please press star one. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing star one. You may cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. Please press star one if you have a question. There will be a brief pause allowing you to register. First question is from Joseph Rieger from Las Vegas. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking some questions. I guess first thing, probably for Aurora, what is the capital spend look like starting next year on a sustaining basis?
Our sustaining capex is roughly $5.5 million plus inflation adjustments to prior years. So, you know, it's just short of $6 million in that territory.
Okay. And are there any one-time items in the, let's call it, next 5 years or so we should think about on the capex front?
We currently have nothing of that sort. We are basically working on the basis of normal sustaining capex in the foreseeable future.
Okay. That's good on the capex front. Then, kind of more for Rob, now that the Coquinas expansion is done, what's kind of the next big picture item for the company? Is it are there any other tailings opportunities in the area? You know, is it, you know, looking at growing the company through, you know, a second operation somewhere? You know, what are your thoughts there?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, you know, we certainly expect to be, you know, complete our commercial production this quarter. So, you know, we're not done yet, but we do expect in Q1 to be, you know, free of our covenants from the banks. And that will allow us to get back into a dividend paying mode. You know, we do have a dividend policy of, you know, a third of our earnings going back to the investors. We've had five positive earnings quarters so far, so things are looking good. We do, you know, expect copper price to go up, so the company is very well positioned to benefit from increasing copper prices, and the primary aim would be to establish dividends again. With that, we would accelerate the pay down of debt, so get our, you know, books in a little bit of better shape, so we'd both simultaneously pay dividends and accelerate pay down of debt. And then all the time, which, you know, we've been doing all along, look for another tailings operation. I believe that's where the biggest synergies are for the company. That's where our expertise is. I don't think we'd look at doing any, you know, mergers and acquisitions on exploration companies. That really isn't in our wheelhouse of expertise. So carry on looking for other tailings opportunities and execute on them when we find one. But we haven't found one yet, but we carry on looking.
Okay, thanks. And you touched on what would have been my dividend question, so you beat me to it. But I'll turn it over. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. The next question is from Terry Fisher from Toronto. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Look, congratulations. You've just about put this over the line, and we can see the finish line. And you're to be congratulated. It's been a long struggle. I know that. These things are never easy, and but the payoff is happening. So my questions all just got asked by my fellow shareholder, but it did prompt one other one in my mind, which is there are all different kinds of tailing situations around the world, and I would assume that you're looking at ones that allow for recovery of materials, whether copper or some other metal, but there's a lot of work being done because tailings ponds are not nice things environmentally, to just simply remediate the site. So it's an environmental type of activity rather than a recovery of a metal. So would you be just restricting yourself to a recovery situation, or would you also look at environmental types of treatments on tailing ponds?
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, thanks for your question and your support. We are, as you say, approaching the finishing line, and it's been a long 4 years since we started in Tarquinius, but we're almost there. What's next for us? As I mentioned to Joe, you know, our experience is in moving high volumes of low grade material, you know, profitably. And we are seeing more, so it's not just environmental issues, you're also seeing legal issues with tailings now. You know, companies, lawyers are realizing that old tailings dams built decades ago may not be structurally, you know, to today's specifications. And if there were any issues, the company is liable to huge, you know, lawsuits. So we're seeing environmental and legal pressures on companies with old tailings deposits. So I think, you know, the impetus is coming from legal, it's coming from environmental, and we all know that moving this material has big costs, and if you can offset it by recovering some of the metals contained with it, then, you know, a big company can either decrease their liability costs or even make a profit, as the LCNT is doing. So, you know, I think we would certainly look at each situation as it comes, but whether it's an environmental driver or a legal driver or a sheer profit driver, you know, I think we can handle any of those situations.
Well, there are precedents as well for large companies that have environmental and, let alone, you know, legal liabilities from these types of tailings ponds. But there are other things. There's sludges and tanks and holding tanks for right. Tank farms. So there's all those kinds of things. There's precedent in those situations for the company, because it's a large company, you'd be a small part providing a service to them, for them to, like, front end the capital cost of the equipment or perhaps even own it. So that would reduce your capital commitment. You're really just bringing to the table your expertise. So that's something I just suggest you look into.
Absolutely.
There is a precedent. There's a company called New Alta that used to do this kind of thing, particularly with the tank farms. And anyway, that's my comment. But thanks again, and I'm done.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you once again. If you have a question, please press *1. Following question is from Stephen Otteridge from Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, people. What is going to be your expected cash costs for Q4 this year and into 2019?
Hi, Stephen. We're still working on the budget for 2019. That's still a bit of a moving target at this stage, because we're just trying to nail down what the variables are going to be in the new plant. We're still figuring out different mine plans, but Q4 so far looks like it's going to be very similar to Q3 in terms of cash costs. So, you know, what we've seen so far, that the trend towards the low cash costs in Q3 is going to be maintained in Q4. But yeah, we're not in a position to give any guidance on 2019 yet. But, you know, previously we said 145, and you know, there's no strong reason to change that yet.
Okay. Another question for you. The concentrate regrind mill going in April next year, it says in the news release that this will substantially strengthen cash generation. So how does it do that?
It's not so much the regrind mill, Stephen. It's completion of the project. So we expect to achieve completion this quarter. The regrind mill, you know, we don't really need it right now. It's the mill's performing quite fine without us. We do ultimately need it, and as I say, we're going to be putting it in next year. But it's not so much the regrind mill that's going to have the desired outcome, but completion of the project this quarter.
Okay.
The phrasing in the sentence is should be that the completion is going to have the effect, not the mill.
Okay, it's just a question on the debt. Phase two debt is 39.9. I'm wondering what phase one debt is, and I suppose the rest is the difference out of $67.5 million.
The difference is either accrued interest or transaction costs that, for accounting purposes, are deducted from the debt and then are amortized, Stephen. But the actual balances are the owed in terms of principal are the ones that I was mentioning earlier, which are $73 million currently and $67.5 million at year end. We have a debt repayment coming in December.
Okay, and that debt repayment is what is going towards phase one debt.
It is phase one debt. Phase two will commence the first repayment of capital in June of 2019.
Okay, that's good. I guess one other thought. There is getting to be a worldwide shortage of sand and aggregate. And I was wondering, with these tailings that you're producing now and presumably going to be a very consistent kind of size, and is there any possibility of using that using that as aggregate in the future somewhere?
There is. I've looked at this possibility in my previous life. We haven't looked at it in detail at MVC, but typically mine tailings have sulfides in them, and they're ground pretty fine. So most mine tailings are actually not that suitable for making concrete out of, because you've got the sulfide issue, which goes acid on you, and then you've got the grain size, which is very sharp because it goes through, you know, crushes and what have you, and typically too fine for good cement aggregate. So, you know, on average, a mill tailings doesn't really give you good concrete aggregates. And as I say, we haven't really looked at it in detail in NDC, but, you know, we sure do have a lot of tonnage, so it could be an option.
Okay. I just had to go to me reading about this shortage of sand around the world.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people are digging up beaches around the world, and it's terrible.
Yeah, that's not good news. One other thing, Rob, you got onto the board of directors of a Vancouver company, BQE. And they're very involved in China, so is that perhaps where maybe you would be looking for tailings dams to work on?
You know, there's potential. The guys at BQE do a very good job treating, you know, waste waters, so there are synergies with Amerigo, but, you know, as of yet, we haven't really looked at any large-scale tailings operations in China, but there's no reason why we wouldn't.
Okay, well, that'll do for me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. And Ms. Davidson and Ms. Renderson, there are no further questions. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for attending the call where we have provided our Q3 results. We will not have another conference call this year, as we will be reporting a 2018 annual results sometime in February of next year. So we appreciate the support through the year, and we will talk again in 2019.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your line at this time. We thank you for your participation.